Hello, people. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 32.
32.
Too old. I am Jeff, the Kentucky Derby of sex.
I am Brandon, the Anthony Hopkins of sex.
All right.
Maverick is here. He is the, I don't know, dog of sex.
He likes to do it doggy style.
He does like to do it doggy style. He sure does.
All right, well, what are you drinking on tonight?
It's called Point Belgian White, Belgian-style wheat ale. Ale brewed coriander and orange peel. It's Point, well-made. There you go.
People probably think you're like a stuck-up beer person.
I can be.
Like, they're waiting for just, now I'm having a Bud Light.
Having a Bud Light, yeah. I like to keep a variety of them. In fact, at first I was kind of like, this is going to be a dumb idea. But I thought about, like, getting a piece of, I got the idea from Zakk Wylde and one of his guitars, but like taking the bottle caps,
yeah,
and putting them on like a piece of plywood or something and leaving them up at the lake, like put, you know, because it's a lake house.
It's a man cave.
It's a man cave, decorated like a man. And, you know, just have every single, see how many different ones I can get. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Does he do that with guitars?
He has a guitar that he has bottle caps nailed onto.
Awesome.
I believe it's his Confederate flag one, if I remember.
Seems about right.
That guy is something else.
Amazing guitar player.
Although, if this weather keeps up, I don't know when I'm going to go to the lake next.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, there's no point in going up there because it's cold and rainy. It's just, yeah, I don't want to bother to go up there just to sit inside the entire time.
Yeah, what's the point of that?
I don't know. I can't do anything. I mean, all I want to do is ride motorcycles and work on motorcycles, and can't do that. Can't ride the dirt bikes because it's just mud and water everywhere. And then the Harley, I can get out, you know, maybe 2 hours at a time.
Right.
And that's it. And then just, I hope that it doesn't start raining. So I rode it Sunday, but that's about it. Good times. I'm ready for this weather to go away and bring on the 110 degree weather. I'm fine with it.
I'm not, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm more of a fall person.
Yeah. Fall would be fine. I mean, if it's temperatures, but not when it's just, you know, raining 4 inches a week, 2 months in a row. You can't do anything. I mean, over at my mom's, they planted a garden, and my cousin's fiance came over and planted a bunch of stuff, and it's just, it all flooded. And the soil's too soft. They can't even mow because you literally walk out and just sink because there's so much water. It's bad.
Yeah.
So the water table's so high over there. They're getting the pool ready for Memorial Day weekend because family and friends come over. So they had to empty it a little bit to do some maintenance. And the water table is so high that it's actually coming up through the bottom of the pool, floating the liner. So that's all. Good times.
Good stuff.
And it's supposed to keep raining. It's supposed to rain like another 3 inches by the weekend. So
yeah.
Yay.
So I've got so much material, it's not even funny.
I figured so.
So I'm going to give you an option of the two open letters you want me to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You've got one about a guy I work with.
Naturally.
One about pickles. One about Jack Black.
Okay, yeah.
One about Bruce Jenner.
Yes.
Got one about social retards.
Nice.
Got one about hyper chicks.
Hyper chicks?
Yep.
Okay. I kind of want to hear that one.
Okay. That'll be one.
Yeah.
That's it. Which?
The guy, person you work with.
Okay. All right. And of course, I've got Grind My Gears.
Naturally.
And I've got my list that I have for the store today, but I probably won't read that.
Your list you had for the store today?
Yeah, what I needed to pick up.
Oh, when you went to the store. That's right. I gotcha. Cool.
You know, like ass beads and...
Yeah, yeah.
Edible panties.
Dildo batteries.
Yeah.
Penicillin.
Cock ring, you know.
Yeah, just the usual. Usually pick those up on Sunday, but...
And I do have Dr. Jeff, but it's whatever. It just depends on how long this takes.
Oh, yeah. Depends on how long it is.
So do you have anything, or are you just going with it?
I'm just going with it. I wanted to gripe about the weather. I'll bring up something else here in a bit, so...
Okay. All right. Well, I've got a poem. Let me go ahead and do my poem.
Do the poem. Is this a romantic poem, or...
You can say...
Should I get my handkerchief, my kerchief ready to wipe my tears?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I think so.
Oh, please, 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 help me with this sexual transmitted disease. It makes my penis burn when I pee-pee. Someone help me cure my wee-wee. The doctor told me to quit fucking stanks. I cried a little bit, but told him thanks. He gave me a shot of penicillin to my butt. Last time I make the sex with a slut to bust a nut. When I finally was cured from the whore, I called her again because I wanted sex more. Many might think that is dumb, but I really needed to have a cum. My friend said, why don't you jack off like a normal guy? I had to tell him because I've done it so much I'm blind in the eye. So fellows, listen closely and feel the dread. Quit fucking easy women and stop thinking with your penis head.
Nice. Very nice. Inspiring, yes. That whole penicillin thing was just random. I mean, I didn't even know you were going to bring that up.
But I didn't either, but that's what reminded me of it.
There you go.
I'm nice. Like, oh, yeah, penicillin.
We're on the same page.
Which is kind of scary.
Man, I was trying to get a see if I could get a report of the rainfall, like the inches, but oh well. I'll dig into the interwebs a little bit later. So.
All right, I can do my grind my gears, or if you have something.
Yeah, go ahead and do your grind your gears. Your grind, your wrap your gears, sorry. Sorry, I misspoke.
All right, and if I did this one, which neither one of us will probably remember.
Yeah, no one else will either.
It's been too long.
Yep, it is true.
All right, here we go. Failing class, passing gas, in mass, women that are fast. I take that statement back. I like chicks that have morals that lack.
Yep.
That show me their butt crack. Class pipes, someone that gripes, one-way fights. Heights, dykes, a dam, Dodge Ram, a clam, a midget fam, your clan, that bitch Pam, guys that are glam, bands that are cheesy, wheezy, chicks that aren't easy peasy, hair that's greasy, bad smelling shampoo, that you don't know the definition of foo, Cindy Lou, hate for the Grinch, vaginas with a stench, when you're in mid-piss and need to pinch, it hurts, I knew a guy named Dustin Kurtz, not having perks, saggy breasts, the toothpaste crest, a bird's nest, eggs, pegs, hairy legs, wax, tacks, facts, and axe, people that are lax, lazy, feeling hazy, going crazy, Michael Moore, a boor helping with the poor, helping in countries other than our own, let them all be blown to pieces, Reese's Pieces, feces, when my jeans have creases, starched, band that marched, when my throat is parched, dry, insects that fly, that motherfucker Keith Olbermann won't die.
It's true. Very nice. No, I think that was a new one. I think.
Okay, I better delete it.
Yeah. You brought up a couple of them. The Foo thing. The Foo Fighters are going to be on Letterman tonight.
Yeah.
I really want to watch it, but I won't. So I'll catch it later. I think Bill Murray's supposed to be on too. It could have been something else. And you mentioned cheesy bands.
Yeah.
And we were talking to work. Joe and I were talking to work about, I guess Guar is coming.
One of my buddies wanted to go.
Man.
He was like, would you go? And I'm like, dude, I want to get stabbed by a shank.
I kind of want to go and just stand in the back and see what it's all about. Because, man, I think it'd just be funny. Like, not because I want to go listen to the music, but just to see the spectacle of it.
That's why he wants to go.
Because have you ever seen them when they're on Jerry Springer or whatever? Yeah. It's pretty hilarious. I also want to meet them, like, out of character and see what they're like.
They're probably like Alice Cooper on Wayne's World.
Yeah.
All smart and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be hilarious. I think Colt went a couple years ago and just said it was nuts. Like, it was just ridiculous.
I believe it.
He said there's people that show up for the show that you expect to be there, and then there's some that you're just like, wow, what are those people doing? And then he said, I realized I'm one of those people. We were talking about them and Steel Panthers.
Yeah.
We kind of want to go to one of those shows because we're pretty sure that, like, it's almost a parody type band. Like, that's not really them.
Yeah.
They just play those personas. But, because the songs are hilarious. If you've ever listened to a Steel Panther song, I mean, it's just classic hair metal style, but the songs are ridiculous. Like, you know, my dong is community property. My heart is yours, but my dong is community property.
Which makes sense.
Pretty funny. If you listen to the words, I mean, I was LOLing out loud in the car the other day, in the truck, listening to that song, because it's just so cheesy. But I think it would be hilarious to go to one of those. And I'm pretty sure they always get like 40 girls up on stage dancing around, their boobies out. So it's like,
phew. I could loop with that.
Yeah, why not? There you go.
Okay, so I already forgot. I know you want me to do that one about the guy from work.
Hyper Chicks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do the guy from work.
Yeah, the guy from work. Do him.
I'll do him good.
Oh.
We're going to call him Rug.
All right, Rug.
You are a dumbass. I don't care if you work hard. Quit tickling masturbators' nuts with your tongue. You need to stay in your place. You're dumber than Floyd Mayweather in a third grade English class coked up and trying to read. Someone should cut you right below your Amish beard. You can't fix dumb as fuck. Enjoy working here hard and doing some physical work the rest of your life. I hope a tree falls on you. I hope you get struck by lightning. I hope masturbator dumps you for his 10-year-old boyfriend that he shows a small penis to with a magnifying glass.
Dirty.
I hope you trip and hit your face in some acid. I hope an anvil lands on your feet, bitch. You drool when you talk. Your IQ is fucktard. You're so dumb you don't understand what you're complaining about. You were rejected from Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader because Jeff Foxworthy was smarter than you. The situation thinks you're dumb. You failed preschool twice. You are legally retarded. You drive in reverse. You took the wrong picture for your yearbook. Your quote for your senior year was, You don't understand the humor of Ralph on The Simpsons. You fell on your ass and said your head was killing you. You put your shoes on the wrong feet. You have a can with a string on it and wonder why you don't get phone calls. This is Jeff signing off with You Won't Ever Understand This, You Fuck-Faced Dickhead.
Goodness, I just need to come in and meet all these people. I want to meet that guy. And hopefully I can talk down to his level, apparently.
Well, you have to get a concussion first. Maybe three or four.
Maybe ride my motorcycle into the wall and then walk in and talk to him.
Okay, so there's this big circular crack in the window the doors right when you walk in.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, oh, sorry, guys. I wasn't paying attention to my dick hit it.
Swung it out. Almost knocked the entire glass down.
Yeah.
Maverick was debuting his new toy. It's a crocodile toy. Today's his birthday, so he got a new toy. We'll see how long it lasts.
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
I was talking to my family at dinner. It's like, I feel bad because I've taken away literally every one of his toys except for his ball that he just loves and his Kong toy because everything else he eats. So
wait, he has the same birthday as your mom?
Yep. So that's easy to remember. Today's mom's birthday. We went to Cheddar's. It was good. Had a light portion of lemon pepper chicken. So.
Was it an orgasm in your mouth?
It really was. I bounced out the healthy chicken and rice entree with some, you know, unhealthy broccoli cheese casserole and macaroni and cheese.
Well, you tried.
Yeah, you got to keep it. You got to keep it in balance, right?
Indeed, sir.
So good times, yeah. So it's just a birthday day. So Maverick is 1 year old. I've decided that, man, I don't know if I ever want to have a kid.
I sure the fuck don't.
I can't imagine having a 1 year old human child.
In any ways, besides that, I don't even know what I was going to fucking say.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I can do Dr. Jeff.
You could do Dr. Jeff. No, you are Dr. Jeff.
That's true.
You'd be doing yourself.
I've done it before.
Masturbation.
Mm. All right. I'll do that, and then all I'll have left is the Hyper Chicks.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to do the Hyper Chicks.
All right, here's this. Dr. Jeff, why do you hate so much? Signed, sensitive ass. Dear ass, fuck you. Dr. Jeff, if you could murder 3 males and get away with it, who would you choose? Scared stiff. Dear stiff. Masturbator, Gene Simmons, and Rosie O'Donnell.
Wonder why he's so stiff.
Dr. Jeff, if you could kill 3 women and get away with it, who would you choose? Signed, dumbhead. Dear head, Oprah, Jenny McCarthy, and Clay Aiken.
Yes.
Dr. Jeff, would you consider yourself good in bed? Signed, hot chick. Dear chick, no, I would consider myself great in bed.
That's right. That's what I hear. I don't know.
Dr. Jeff, if you could be any character in 3 movies, who would they be? Popcorn Trick Movie Guy. Dear Trick, Doc Holliday, Val Kilmer, either one of the Boondock Saints guys, or Michael Corleone, Al Pacino. As a bonus, I'll say Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
You meant Rocco, right? And Boondock Saints, right? That's
sure.
That's who I thought you meant, yeah.
All right, here's the last one. Dr. Jeff, does Masturbator adjust his junk a lot? Signed, Odd. Dear Odd, I think he's trying to find it, but he has an innie, not an outie.
Nice. Yeah, everyone's given up on asking you for advice. Now they just want to know you more.
Which is scary.
Yeah, that is kind of scary. Don't dig too deep, people. Listeners, yeah. Don't get too deep. I'm going to see the Nitro Circus tomorrow. I'm really excited. Travis Pastrana.
Oh, yeah. He's crazy.
He is. I mean, it's we're excited. So I'm going to have to find some. My boss and coworkers and my boss's son. So I'm going to need to find some, you know, cocaine or something to do before I go.
Hey, I know a guy.
Just up the intensity.
Woo! Drink a monster drink.
Yeah, I definitely will. I'll just double fist those things. Passing out, you know, yeah. Pass out 32-ounce monster energy drinks instead of beer. That would be hilarious.
Doesn't Monster like sponsor all that shit?
I can't remember who sponsored. I think Red Bull sponsors Travis Pastrana. Monster sponsors a lot of the dirt bike stuff. Monster, they do the entire Supercross series. And then like a bunch of riders. Red Bull does a specific team, and then a couple of other individual riders. And then Rockstar has a couple teams too. So just all energy drink. Woo.
Is it at the BOK?
It is, yeah.
I'm sorry, the Bach?
The Bach Center, yes. Pretty excited.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it will be. It was either that or the Million Dollar Quartet. So if anyone wants to go see the Million Dollar Quartet, I have a free ticket. It's supposedly based on a night at a recording studio where Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash all showed up and just had a jam session. So I don't know. It would have been cool to go see, but I think I'd rather go see the Nitro Circus. But got a ticket if anyone wants it.
There's probably some gilfs at the one ticket.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of gilfs. I sat next to. I wouldn't want to do her, but maybe you would.
Definitely.
Yeah, she's been the person next to me for the past 3 years. So.
Well, you know, she takes the dentures out. It's all fun.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't get bit.
No, don't have to worry about that, because that's one of the worst things ever.
Yay.
Getting impatient. He ran out of carrot.
All right, you have anything else?
Not really. I'll do it in the commercials. I'll put my last word out there. So.
Okay.
Let's hear about hyper girls.
Okay, this is about hyper chicks. Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Would a dick in the butt or mouth work? Maybe both. There's nothing wrong with being happy, but I can't stand bitches that need to pop Ritalin like Tic Tacs. Mm. You are the type that a dude fucks to calm down and then tie your mouth with your panties.
Wow.
I swear if I could make you cry, I would. I wish you went to a foreign country and they would cut your tongue out. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Do you think that's attractive? In prison, they would make you shut up by making you do the oral sex. I hope you commit a crime and have to go. Don't ever talk to me unless you want to fuck. I have no need for your bullshit. If you want attention, get a fucking dog. Never mind, it would probably run out in front of a car. So buy a goldfish. Scratch that, it would jump out of the bowl and suffocate themselves. Get a turtle. They can't get away fast enough. In hell, the devil would have a special punishment for you. Every time you open your mouth, a hot poker would stab you in the vagina. Do us all a favor and clamp both lips, the ones in your mouth and the ones between your legs.
Boom.
Fucking bitches. This is Jeff signing off with the shut the hell up.
Woo, yeah. I feel like there's a certain age group that applies to also. He's found the squeaker in his toy. Doesn't take long.
Sure the fuck doesn't.
I give it 3 days before he has the squeaker actually ripped out of there. So
yeah.
3 days, we'll see.
All right.
Yeah, commercials. Like the Facebook page. Yeah. Look at the Facebook page. Write messages to the Facebook page.
Tell people about it.
Spread the word.
Spread it like a STD.
Yeah. Like we talked about earlier. Tell us about your STDs. Tell us how you got them. I was going to say, if there are any attractive females who would like to ride on the back of my motorcycle, I'm putting out applications. But that is a very thorough screening process, so be ready for that. I don't know. Usually I like riding by myself, but last few times I'm like, I wouldn't mind riding with a chick on the back. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, no dudes need apply.
No dudes, please no. No, and also no dudes trying to pass themselves off as chicks. No, no thanks.
No Bruce genders?
Absolutely not. No. Boobs. Vagina.
Boobies.
Ugh, I'll never grow out of them. Other than that, that's all I got.
Yeah.
Bring the sun out.
Yeah.
Send this rain to California.
You realize that you're only one chlorophyll inhale away from waking up in the forest with a sore asshole.
That is true. That 90% of the hands you shake have recently been used for masturbation.
I think we're averages.
Yeah, I think we fall in that category.
Yeah, we're average. Back and average as ever.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
All right. Later, bitches.